Let's turn now to some research about toddlers and dairy. Guidelines released this week by a panel of health organizations say that kids under the age of 5 should not drink plant-based milk in replacement of dairy milk. That includes beverages derived from rice, oats, almonds, or coconut. Some soy milk can be an exception. NPR Senior Science Desk Editor Maria Godoy joins us now. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Tanya.
So we know that kids under 5 get a lot of their daily nutrition through beverages. There's so many choices now more than ever before. Why is this panel cautioning against most plant-based milks?
So, yeah, the whole plant-based milk sector has been growing in popularity, and they have everything from peas to almonds to coconuts, as you said. But the panel says most of these products don't have the same nutritional profile as dairy milk. For instance, they may lack the same levels of protein or vitamin D or calcium or phosphorus. And these are nutrients that are really vital to proper growth and development for kids who are 5 years old and under. Some of these plant-based milks may actually be fortified, but so that their nutritional profile is made to match dairy milk. But the panel also says there's actually not enough evidence to know if these nutrients are bioavailable in the same way. And what that means is if they're readily absorbed by the body in the same way that they would be from dairy milk.
I want to get to some alternatives, but first I want to know what organizations make up this panel.
One of the organizations, this was actually an expert panel drawn from leading health organizations, including the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Heart Association, the American Academy of Pediatric Dentists, and the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. They were convened by a nutrition research group called Healthy Eating Research with funding by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And I should note that the same foundation also provides funding for NPR.
Okay. What are some of the best alternatives if you don't want your child to drink cow's milk, or if they can't, really?
Well, so the if they can't is a big issue because of obviously there's dairy allergies, there's milk allergies, and there's also lactose intolerant. And there are kids who grow up in vegan households. Mm-hmm. One of the things that the panel said is that soy milk can be used as an exclusive replacement for dairy milk. The evidence for its nutritional profile was stronger. Also, if your kid can't drink dairy for medical reasons or vegan or reasons of being vegan, you can have plant-based milks, but then really talk to your pediatrician or a dietitian or a nutritionist to figure out what else your kid should be eating in their diet to make sure they're getting those key nutrients from other sources.
Even with soy milks and some of the other milks, they may have higher sugar content, or there's just a plethora of choices out there. And you go to the aisle and you see you have to really look to find the unsweetened versions of those.
Right. I mean, that's another big concern why this group was issuing cautions against plant-based milk is that a lot of them are sweetened, and that's adding sugars to the diet. And there's a ton of research showing that these early years is when kids' palates form, so they may grow more used to sweetened drinks. They don't need sugar in the diet. None of us really need added sugar in our diet. So, yeah, we should always be watching labels, right?
The panel also says that we should really limit fruit juice because of the high sugar content as well.
Right. And this is a big thing of mine because I think juice still has a halo, but it is high in sugar and calories. Mm-hmm. However, juice can help meet some of those daily fruit intake for kids, and especially where affordability is an issue because whole fruit can be more expensive than juice. They do say you can have it if you're limiting it, you know, to 4 to 6 ounces a day.
NPR Senior Science Desk Editor Maria Godoy, thank you so much. We could talk about this forever.